Hey, this is Tyler Wilson from the TNT Wrestling Power Hour, and you're listening to Talk Wrestling Radio at TWRnetwork.com. Wrestling Entertainment Community.
Welcome, everyone, to another
redonkulous
Jesus episode God. Of the Hour Bomb.
Yes, of the Hour Bomb. Holy shit. You know what? It's early.
I was watching Shrek 2.
So,
Dude, I got bad memories of Shrek 2.
I like Shrek 2.
Just because you went on a blind date with someone that looked like Shrek? I don't understand. Adrian?
Twice.
No, yes. Shrek looked better.
Adrian?
Yes. Oh, don't give me that.
Yes, you're getting the fail already.
That's horrible.
Wow.
No, what's horrible is your word. Redonkulous this week, bootylicious last week.
You know, it's all about the, you know, just making the people happy.
Oh, good lord. I don't know if that's making them happy or not. Anyway, welcome to another...
Sparkly?
Oh, God. I'll take redonkulous over sparkly.
It was for okay. Glitterfist. You know, I know she enjoys the sparkles.
We would be a glitterific episode for Glitterfist.
Hey, there we go.
We're not glitterific right now. No, I refuse that. Anyway, welcome to another, I guess, redonkulous.
It'll go with redonkulous.
Edition of the Hour Bomb. I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, joined as always by my partners in crime.
That's right, the big A, Adrian Masters.
And hold on, he's not Jizzmopper, he's not Hermie, he's not Sweet Heath, he is the big package, Jason Heath.
That's right.
I told you, dude, you pulled out your package on the 4th of July, and we were all amazed. We got lots of pleasure from his package, and things that emerged from his package.
There was a lot of explosive endings in that.
Oh, yes.
My God. We almost, I think, got it at one point in time, got hit by his big package.
I got hit with debris after it
from
blew
what,
up.
Yeah, from what it yeah. blew up from his big package.
I did. It's true.
Yeah. What can I say? You know, I mean, I even had to bring out the Jumbo Mighty Cobra, you know, at one point, too.
And the Pyro Viagra.
Yeah, there was one. Oh, yes. The Pyro Viagra.
Yes. So, for those of you that aren't sure what we're talking about, hey. We had a holiday this past week, 4th of July.
Yeah, exactly. Happy Independence Day, America. For the rest of the world, fuck off.
Well, apparently a friend of ours who's in Ireland right now for a internship, they don't allow them to have fireworks over there. However, they go to the bars, they don't have to pay cover charges, and I shit you not, they give all the Americans a hot dog upon entry to the bar.
Really?
Huh.
Yes.
A hot dog.
Yes.
That's good to know.
What does that say about America when foreigners think, hey, it's Independence Day, here's a hot dog?
Well, I mean,
that's bad.
It could be worse. It could be like it's not absolute disdain.
Yeah,
well, I mean, they always do say, you know, as American as a hot dog, you know.
I've never heard that. I've heard as American as apple pie. I'd love to walk in a bar and be like, here's a free apple pie, mate.
That'd be good, too, but that's Australian, not Irish.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. I would love to walk into an Australian bar and be like, hey, good day, mate. Here's an apple pie.
I don't think they have pie in Australia.
I don't know. Or go over to Guadalajara, who the hell cares, and walk in there. Oh, good morning, sir. Would you like a free squishy?
Wow. I mean, let's just get the...
cross over to a poo.
Just get the racism going already. Jesus.
I'm not the one that's on fire tonight. Apparently, it's you.
Yeah, but I target specific people, not like a whole race as a whole.
Sorry?
I don't know. You should be apologizing.
I'm not going to apologize. Fuck
that. The views of Jason Halbert do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hour Bomb.
Did I offend you, Adrian?
You did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have a cousin that's Guadalajara, the hell cares.
Really?
I do.
Someone's a little too sensitive.
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
Is that why?
No.
Okay. So, I guess we'll get started with things. So, for those of you returning For our returning listeners, hey, welcome back. Pull up a chair. Cover up with your blanket. Your chillo. Whatever the hell you want to cuddle up with.
We promise we won't fart into the microphone. Well, I mean, promise I won't fart. Okay. I can't make any.
For those of you tuning in for the first time, first off, I want to say, I'm sorry. Not really sure why you're tuning in, but I'll take it. So,
hey, we love the viewers.
Viewers?
They're called listeners. Listeners.
Jackass.
Wow.
God.
Yeah, we had a failed musical called Our People Viewers.
You shouldn't be that tired. I had your job. It's not that difficult. Anyway, for those of you tuning for the first time, here's how this show works. I've got a whole list of shit I'm going to try to get through. I have 1 hour, 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home to get through this list. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to derail me, get me off on my tangents, get me off on my rants. What the hell was that?
Nothing.
Quit farting into the microphone, you son of a bitch.
It was heat.
Right. Anyway, obviously, from what you can tell, they're going to try to derail me and make it to where I don't complete my list. I don't remember what I did last week because we've done too many of these. I think I'm one.
No, you didn't win. I think you lost.
Whatever. I don't care. So I guess we're going to talk about some wrestling, huh?
Yep.
I think you did win last week.
I don't remember.
Honestly.
I've slept since then and, you know.
You know, we watched your wife change. It was...
Hey.
Well, we did.
Who's we?
Me, you, Keith.
When was this?
In his phone.
What?
Yeah, just a few minutes ago. Weren't you paying attention to that whole thing?
Oh, God damn it. I'm going to have to disconnect you fuckers from my Wi-Fi. Anyway.
Okay.
I guess let's get this. Do we want to get this train wreck started? You guys got anything else you want to bitch about?
Well, actually, I do.
What?
Uh-oh. I have this growth.
Oh, God.
You do that every week.
Timer has started.
I know. One of these weeks, I'm going to learn never to ask that question anymore, but I
keep waiting.
Oh, wow. It's kind of like Heath coming back to do the show. We rip on him so much, and it's so painful for him that he just has to come back.
Well, you know, I mean, just mopping doesn't pay the bills.
Neither does this. It's like Monday Night Raw. Now get the cards, the charts from my generation. I'll take them.
Fuck yeah.
All right. So apparently we had a Monday Night Raw.
Yes, we did.
And correct me if I'm wrong. I don't believe it was a horrible one. It wasn't great, but it was a little subpar compared to what they had been, I think.
It was a little down from the past couple weeks, but it was still good. It just was a slower pace.
I give you that one. You got our 5-point preview from last week?
Yep, I surely do.
Let's check our hits and misses.
All right, so first up, we had Heyman guys versus the Primetime Players.
That's right, we had CM Punk and Curtis Axel taking on the Primetime Players.
And surprise, surprise, who won that match?
The Paul Heyman guys.
Who would have thunk it?
I didn't see that coming. I really didn't.
You actually
thought it wasn't going to go that way.
I wasn't sure. I honestly thought that it could have been a 3-on-1 beatdown. To be honest with you,
CM Punk basically destroyed the Primetime Players, and then Curtis Axel tags himself in and gets the pin.
Yeah, whatever. They both pick up the win. I'll take it. You know, decent match. We got to see CM Punk. Got to see the Primetime Players. They weren't as entertaining as.
Punk trying to distance himself more from Paul Heyman on Raw.
Indeed.
I believe he did a little bit of that on SmackDown, too.
Well, the SmackDown, he actually made the save on Paul Heyman. He stopped Alberto Del Rio from hurting him. But I know it's not part of Raw, but it is tying into the CM Punk thing. And so Punk still trying to save his friend Paul Heyman, but at the same time...
Doesn't want services from professional Paul Heyman.
Exactly. He's trying to toe that line of friendship and business, and it's not an easy one to toe.
This is more confusing than if Jason Heath is a man or a woman.
It's not real confusing.
It's not?
He's both.
Oh, okay. God. Oh, God. I'm sorry, Heath. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, buddy.
Why do I even come here?
Because my wife feeds you.
You got free food.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. All right. What's next? I'm still not sure where this storyline's going. Well,
it's going to lead to Brock Lesnar versus CM Punk at SummerSlam.
But the road it's going to take there, I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to see after next week.
Yeah, I believe so. I think it's going to lead to Punk versus Axel, but Brock Lesnar's going to destroy Punk.
Something like that. I think so.
I think that's what I see happening.
Okay. All right, Heath, next.
All right, second up. Is Mark Henry nothing but a liar?
Of course not. Mark Henry is the most trustful man on the WWE roster.
Yeah. I mean, why couldn't you trust Mark Henry?
I trust him. I trust him with my unborn child.
Really? Now, apparently, on Raw, we did watch this. Mark Henry comes out on the stage. Says he earned the nickname World's Strongest Man. He talks about earning respect from every superstar he's ever worked with. He said it's been nice and doing everything for the business that got him nowhere. So he's tired of it, and he's going to start doing everything on his own to get him the championship that he wants so badly. So this Sunday, it's all about Mark Henry. They've done a great job of building him up for this match.
At the same time, though, didn't they do a decent job building him up against Ryback?
They did.
And that match was flatter than a sheet of paper.
They fizzled really bad.
Cena's better than Ryback, though. I mean, we can agree on that.
Okay, I'll give you that one. But at the same time, they built him as a monster, and then they just kind of quit caring.
He beat Ryback, though.
Right, but we had talks about this after Mania, that it was just a horrible ending, so...
I have more issue with him losing to Sheamus than I do with him losing to Ryback.
All right.
Or beating Ryback. I have more issues with that one.
All right. Next.
All right. Third. Is the party coming to an end for Del Rio?
Certainly looks like. He has not had a good week.
He has? No. Not at all. No. He lost to Cena Monday Night Raw, champion versus champion. I did like Monday Night Raw, how they were doing flashbacks.
Yeah,
the previous WWE and World Heavyweight Champions.
I was going to get into that after this, but
that's
fine.
I like that. But let's we'll come back to that.
But Cena Del Rio have a decent, solid match for these two. Mark Henry comes out and is messing with Cena. Dolph comes out.
Sure, at that point in time, Del Rio was going to win it. I'm like, fucking right, here we go.
But Dolph comes out as well and messes with Del Rio.
Fuck you, Dolph.
And distracts Del Rio long enough for Cena to pick up the victory.
Fuck you, Cena. I hate you.
After the match, though, again, Mark Henry grabs the title belt from ringside and walks into the ring with it. He looks actually like he's a charred Cena, and Cena's like flinching and like not sure what's going to happen. And Mark Henry just laughs at him and tosses the title down and walks out. It was actually really funny.
I think that was Mark Henry saying, "I'm going to get you either way, and you're going to get sweated on."
Yeah,
I still want one of those shirts.
And that's what I do.
I do want one of those shirts, and why? Because it says this on the back.
That's what I do.
That's right.
Yes. All right.
All right. Fourth, will AJ Lee or Caitlyn strike next?
Well, let's see. On Raw, I know that I think it was Caitlyn had a match.
Caitlyn had a match against Alicia Fox, who we had a discussion. Why is she still with the company?
Yeah, I'm surprised she hasn't been Future Endeavored already, but whatever.
Yeah, hopefully soon. Anyway, so after that match, AJ and Big E comes out. Different Big E shirt.
He wore a different shirt this week.
It was the same style. Same style of the I'm going to get some booty shirts. However, it looked different. So, anyway, basically AJ calls Caitlyn trash. AJ says she knows if Big E knows it, and all the fans are about to know it. Brings up some modeling photos.
Yes.
This was, I believe, basically...
They looked legit pictures, too.
Right.
I mean, it was Caitlyn looked like she weighed about 400 pounds.
So it was like Caitlyn's face superimposed on one of Jason Heath's blind dates.
Yes.
Gotcha. Blind dates, you had no clue. It's okay. We've all had that blind date.
But, you know, you went
I
back
only
for a
had
second one.
One blind date.
Oh, well, did that picture, did that or did that not look like Toothless? Minus the face, the body style.
No.
Oh, whatever. You know you wanted to see Toothless in a swimsuit.
I did.
Oh, God. Oh. Anyway.
She had more nipples than teeth. Think about that for a minute.
Oh, God. I can't believe you went there with that one.
The sad thing is she was missing a nipple.
Wow.
Oh my God. We're going to go ahead and call this one for the night. We're going to try to do this again next week. We'll talk to you guys later.
Well, no, we got to keep going here.
Okay. God, this is officially a train wreck. Okay.
I got to keep trudging on for our loyal listener of Kevin Curtin, Glitterfist, and Paul Jordan.
And don't forget Grumpy.
Really sorry.
And Grumpy. And Leonard Taylor.
Yes.
And I don't know who else was in there, but if we still have him at this point, I'll be shocked. Anyway. Jesus Christ. Okay, anyway.
All right, so then on SmackDown, I think AJ also calls Caitlyn a match against, I think it was, I honestly didn't watch SmackDown. So.
I didn't either. No one really watches SmackDown. It's okay. Do you got a handy or not?
I do.
Okay. What happened?
Let's see here. It was Alicia Fox versus Caitlyn again.
Oh, rematch. So this is like... Yeah.
Caitlyn gets distracted by AJ, not allowed Alicia to connect with the kick to the head. And Caitlyn
loses the match.
Caitlyn loses the match.
Okay. So, for me, I'm thinking Caitlyn's going to win the Divas title with Money in the Bank. Well, hold on. Never mind. I didn't say that. I'm not sure what's going to happen in this one, because we're going to make our picks here in a little bit.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen.
But I'm going to do a better segue and say I will reveal my picks when we get to that on the show.
Yes, because I think we're going to hit that. Yeah. All right, what's the next one there?
All right, and lastly...
I just can't wait for that fucking thing to end, that's all.
Yeah. Is an angry, big red monster coming to Raw?
He was a little angry on Raw, that's for sure.
But only a little. I don't think we've seen the full...
Yeah, he hasn't gone full on, like, hate mode yet.
No.
He's getting close, though.
Which I think it's about time that we do see the big angriness come through.
Yeah, God, it's hard for me to really take Kane seriously again.
Oh, yeah.
After the whole, you know, let's hug it out. I don't know that I could take him serious again, ever.
I see what you're saying with that, and I feel the same way about Ryback at this point, actually. Just the way that they've done him in the last, like, 2 months, it's like, how can I take this guy seriously? He's, like, calling his own matches because he's getting hurt. But
Ryback didn't hug it out. When he had issues with, like, Chris Jericho or John Cena.
No, but he's a quitter at this point.
Ooh.
I mean,
you're not.
So have, I've never so seen Kane just, like, walk away saying, I just can't fight anymore, and then he just walks away. I haven't seen that from Kane yet. I have more faith in Kane getting back than Ryback at this point.
But it's whether or not we can view him as what he used to be. Especially after this past week, the picture on TMZ came out with Kane and Vince Vaughn, and Kane was unmasked. He was at, I think, a Ron Paul barbecue or something like that.
Yeah, I did see that photo. Kane, man, he is not an attractive man.
Well, you have a face made for radio, so it's okay.
Whatever.
There's a reason he wears the mask.
It is true. He does look better with the mask.
Yeah. All right, so what's...
Anything else special happened?
Well, Kane... had a match with Randy Orton on Raw. Dan O'Brien was made the special guest referee. Brian disqualifies Randy Orton first. Then Kane's like, what the hell are you doing? Restart the match. I want to beat him fair and square. And so Dan O'Brien agrees to restart the match. And then when Kane gets Orton down and goes to pin him, Dan O'Brien does do the quick count and then declares Kane the winner.
And I believe after the match...
Kane got pissed at him still about quick counting him. Was going to choke slam him, but just like threw him aside and walked away, and then he got RKO'd.
Yes,
Daniel Bryan did anyway.
It was kind of funny to see Daniel Bryan take an RKO. Yeah. Let's see, Fandango and Sheamus. Sheamus won by countout. Right back in the Miz. The Miz won.
Was that our last thing? Was Kane for a 5 point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like you said, referee called for the match.
Something else we need to talk about from Raw here.
And then Jericho gives Ryback a code breaker. What?
How about the. The McMahons and Vicky Guerrero clusterfuck.
You kind of cut me off, though. That's the next thing I was getting to. So, anyway, this is going to be kind of... I think we're going to preview this on the 5-point preview. We're going to make it a 6-point preview because I don't think it was on there.
It is.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yes.
All right, so I'm not really sure what's going on. Now, the reason the McMahon family's on TV more is because USA wants the McMahons on TV more. It helps with viewership.
Well, it in a way it does. I mean, because you've always had Vince McMahon as part of the company, and when he's not there, it doesn't seem like it's quite right without him. I know it's weird to say that, but
yeah,
but Vince adds a certain something to Raw, even if he's not on there much. A 15-minute segment with Vince and or 15 minutes of Vince over a 3-hour period isn't bad.
No, but then you got to figure in 15 minutes of Triple H, 15 minutes of Stephanie.
And that gets to be like 45 minutes, where it starts to seem like a little much. It was a little bit toned down this week.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't that bad. Maybe we had combined 20 minutes of McMahon's on TV.
Which wasn't horrible.
No.
But, I actually enjoy them for the most part.
I do, too. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with, you know, I mean, Stephanie is a MILF. And yes, the Triple H, Vince McMahon thing is funny as hell.
And they need to get
the whole Vicky thing, it's stuck in the middle. She doesn't know who to listen to. It's kind of funny.
It's the most sympathetic Vicky Guerrero has ever been on WWE, and this is a woman that husband died. That's the sad thing.
Yeah. I think she's getting more sympathy now than she did when Eddie died.
Well, I mean, because she came out as like the composite bitch after that, and then we got, excuse me, forever.
We still get that.
And we still do.
I don't think we've gotten it lately just because she's been so fucking confused.
We got it once. I know we didn't. I don't think we got it this week, but we did the week before for sure.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they're trying to go character change with Vicky, or
I think they're going to go character bye-bye with Vicky, because I think. Well, I'll get to that later. I won't talk about that yet. It might be a thing that you might be able to dig.
Uh-huh.
Oh, because it's funny. I think this might be something, and then can you smell that type of thing?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so yeah, she's gonna have a job evaluation. So that's gonna be kind of funny. Are we gonna see
those? Usually, do not go well. I don't think we've ever had a job evaluation where somebody's kept their job.
Let's see. I think my favorite one was when Bischoff got thrown in the back of the garbage truck.
Was that the trial?
That was the trial of Eric Bischoff.
Oh God, that was it was so horrible and kind of funny at the same time.
Oh, that was one of the worst in-ring things I think we've seen in a long time. Like skit wise, segment wise, you know. Story-wise.
Actually, I gotta say, the only thing I can think of that was worse than that was the DX Little People's Court.
Oh God, I remember that. Wow.
Where they had the jury of midgets and the
remember this now.
And Hornswoggle was suing them because of mistreatment.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember it now. I don't know what was worse still. I don't.
That one was bad. And then we got all kinds of midget jokes from Shawn Michaels.
Yes.
The good Christian Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. I know.
So, I don't think a damn thing happened after that on Raw.
The
Cody Raw ended with Cesaro won.
Cesaro won a match.
Cesaro won.
That's always good.
Jack Swagger came back.
Yeah. Swagger's back.
Randy Orton.
Hey, the Wyatt family debuts tomorrow night.
They do.
Yes.
They do. And other than that, like we were talking about the going over the history of the WWE and the World Heavyweight titles was really, really cool, actually.
That was with the, let's see, if I remember right, they did, the first one I remember seeing, and I may be wrong about this, but it was Dusty Rhodes from NWA as World Heavyweight Champion, and Bruno as the WWE.
Let's gonna check. No, you're way off, dude.
Okay.
We get it for, they went Buddy Rogers, and then for the WWE, and then World Heavyweight title video for Lou Thesz.
Okay.
And then after that, I'm gonna just cut through all this real quick. Then it was Bruno and Harley Race.
Okay.
And then it was, I don't think they debuted, or they did anything with Dusty.
Dusty was on one of them, man. I know for sure he was, as I remember seeing the Dusty Rhodes one.
All right, I'm looking here. Still to come. Bob Backlund and... Okay, Bob Backlund and Dusty.
Okay.
Was on that one. And then...
Next, I think, was Flair and Hogan.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep, Hogan and Flair. And they showed clips of when the big old belt was on WWE programming back in the early 90s. And then Austin and Sting.
Yes.
Sting, I wonder. And then we get Triple H and Booker.
This is the first one I have an issue with.
What, Triple H and Booker?
Triple H, mainly.
Why?
It just doesn't seem... I wouldn't say... I mean, Triple H won the belt so many times, but... Kind of like the same way that Vince won't let himself go in the Hall of Fame because he's got too much respect for the business and doesn't want to take the shine away from it yet and have himself, like, overshadow stuff. It seems like Triple H is the exact opposite, and he puts himself in these situations where he can plug himself at any chance he gets. I think that Austin would have been better to go with Booker T, because that was more around the same time frame for the most part.
You could have put Brett in there.
I think Brett should have been the one they were doing with Sting. Or you should have done Shawn Michaels with Sting.
I think it would have worked a little bit better with Brett and Sting, because if you kind of look at their style,
yeah, that's
their characters,
true. Okay.
They were the same character, essentially.
Yes.
But I think that one, and then it should have been Austin and Booker T.
Okay, I'll give you that one. I do agree with that. So, I think...
Was that the last one, or did they do
one
for...
Yeah, that was it.
And I think that they should have, because he deserves it, they should have done Cena and JBL.
I can't argue that. I think JBL should have been on there. Cena, I don't really give a shit about.
But at this point, though, he kind of has earned it, but I mean, that would be the...
But you're highlighting the guy that's in the match. I don't.
That's
think,
true, and that would be the issue why they didn't put.
I think that's why.
But I would have liked to have seen JBL get recognized for being one of the longest reigning world heavyweight champions of all time.
I got you. All right, so we got a bet to update here.
Yep.
Gap closed.
Yes. The winner of this gets. What did we decide? WrestleMania 29 on Blu-ray.
They get WrestleMania 29 on Blu-ray.
Okay. The loser's got to pitch in on this. So, finally, we started this as a Raw after WrestleMania, and we are into our final week. You ready for the score update?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Team Heath. Team Big Package, you're out of it.
No, of course.
Yes.
Yep. I threw in the towel.
You finally hit triple digits, though. You're at 100 even.
Hey, good job.
Wow.
However, we did that, like, a long time ago.
Yes, we're over 200, aren't we?
Yeah. Team Heath. Adrian. 209.
Okay.
Team Awesome, 216. We are down to the final week of the bet.
And 7 points separate me from you.
The man, me, and the boy, you.
Fuck you. You snuck ahead in the last couple of weeks.
Snuck ahead. Not all.
Dude, I was running away with this thing for the longest time, and then within like the last couple of weeks, because of concussion issues... My team fell apart a little bit. That was
not my fault. Yeah, this is not my fault. You don't hear the Yankees crying because they're falling apart.
Actually, you do a little bit.
Okay, shut up. I hate the Yankees anyway. But that's beside the point. What doesn't help any is when I end up.
You're like the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I'm like the St. Louis Cardinals right
now.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
If okay. I could smack you from here, I would.
I was ahead for a long time, but I hit a bump in the road, and then you jumped ahead a little bit, but now things are going to right themselves in about a week.
No, that ain't going to happen. But I've got... It doesn't help when I get 0 points for the week. I ended Raw plus one and finished SmackDown minus one.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That's what fucked you. You ended up with 22 points this week.
Nice week for me.
Yeah, Heath ended up with 10 points. I lost the week. That hasn't happened very often.
Well, I am making a roster change.
No.
Well, I got to announce it because I didn't announce it last week.
Oh, yeah, that's what you do.
So I did indeed drop AJ Lee.
And who did you pick up?
I picked up Kryback.
So you rip on the guy, and you still pick him up.
I think he's going to be Jericho.
Okay.
Well, we'll talk about that later. But
I think Money in the Bank, we're going to be neck and neck up to Money in the Bank, and then that's what's going to change everything.
Yeah.
Whoever walks out of Money in the Bank unscathed, you know.
The least amount of damage done. Actually, I can tell you the difference maker I think it's going to be is Alberto Del Rio versus Dolph Ziggler.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's going to be the one that decides it.
Possibly.
Because it'll either be minus 3 for you and plus 15 for me, or it'll be plus 10 for you and minus 3 for me.
Do we want to move things around and just jump right into our Money in the Bank preview on this one?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
All right.
So next Wednesday, Sunday, whatever night next week, they do pay-per-views.
They're usually on Sundays.
Is it on Sundays?
Normally, yes.
Because for a while there, they had a Tuesday pay-per-view, and then back in the
90s. Yeah, that was like 1992.
No, that was like Taboo Tuesday in like 2005, 2006.
Okay, you just said back in the 90s. I assumed that you were talking
about... Well, no, I was talking about Tuesday, Taboo Tuesday, and that was because back in the 90s, Survivor Series used to be on like...
Thanksgiving itself, yeah.
Yeah, So, anyway, so Money in the Bank. I'm actually shocked. We're a week out and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 matches.
And, well, one of those is a pre-show, but...
I'll take it. 7 matches to talk about before Money in the Bank. At least we know Money in the Bank is coming up, unlike with Payback, when we totally fucked up and forgot to talk about it, because we didn't know it was pay-per-view and we didn't have matches to talk about.
Because they had 2 matches booked the week before, yeah. But we'll start with the pre-show match.
Okay.
So we have Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns, The Shield, versus The Usos. Does anybody here really think the Usos have a
shot? Absolutely. I'm praying to God the Usos pull this shit off.
You need them to win to have a shot of beating me on this thing overall.
Yes, because if they win right there, you're done. I'm confident that if the Usos walk away with the tag titles, I'm set.
I don't think that there's a shot in hell
that's going to happen. There's a slight chance. I mean, there's a better shot that Heath is getting laid between now and Sunday. But...
Dude, they're going to want the Shield to stay looking mostly strong if they really are planning on bringing in the Undertaker for SummerSlam for Undertaker and Kane to really take him on. So, they're going to have the Shield win. There's not a doubt in my mind.
I can't argue with that. At least if
their plan is to have the Undertaker come back, which we've talked about a little bit before, that they want him to do a match at SummerSlam, then... There's no doubt in my mind that the Shield has to keep the tag team titles.
I can't argue with that. You're gonna be you're gonna be our secretary, by the way. You're gonna keep track of everyone's picks.
I am.
Yep. You don't do anything else for the show.
Why don't you?
Also, we have the TWR Network Prediction League still going on in the forums?
I believe Jake Mullen took that over from Jake from Bomber.
Okay.
So, but I'm not sure exactly what's going on with it. So. Why don't you play along? Go to TWRnetwork.com, click on the forums.
Yeah, you can go on there, make your own predictions, and...
see how you fare against the Hourbomb guys.
Yeah, we're participating in it. I believe you can get most of the Shooting from the Hip guys are involved in it still.
I think so. So, we'll have some fun with that. So
I know Glitterfist herself usually makes picks.
You can have some fun with that. What you got? What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, since we all have our own list here, why don't you guys circle what you want?
You got a pen so we can stab ourselves and make our picks in blood? Good
grief. Or you could just write a letter for my name and a letter for Jason's name on your sheet of paper.
Yeah, just do that.
You douche.
God, you do nothing else for the show.
Good grief. I even brought out 2 extra pens on top of the one I'm using.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's not my fault.
That's why you're the lackey.
Oh, well. You are the lackey. Okay, so, but yeah, I honestly don't see... Okay. I'm hoping to get the Usos wheels off, but I don't think it's going to happen. So,
all right. So your prediction?
I'm going with the Shield.
Going with the Shield.
And I think it's pretty unanimous on that. Okay.
Why this is on the pre-show? I don't know.
Well, of the matches that are on there, I mean, it's the only one that I could say.
Oh no, there's a better one I could think actually, would be
the Miz and Curtis Axel would be the one I put on the pre-show.
Oh no, there's one I would put on there before that one. Still,
you can't put the women's title match on the pre-show.
I would totally put that on the pre-show.
You can't.
Why?
Because...
Is it a rule somewhere?
Yes.
Show it to me in black and white.
It's in the official WWE handbook.
It is not in the official WWE handbook.
Do you have a copy of the official WWE handbook?
Yes, I do.
Pull it out right now.
I can't.
Okay, that's what I thought. You don't have one.
I will have one for next week, goddammit.
All right, do so.
I will. Anyway, why can't we have it on the pre-show?
A, because this is one of the matches they've actually spent a lot more time building up. Well, as
and most people with half a brain, at least half a brain, are tired of it.
Well, so you're saying that you being the only person that I've heard say that still.
You were the last person to jump on the Shield bandwagon, too.
I understand what you're saying, but you're the only person, and I've listened to several other shows on this network, and I haven't heard anybody else say they're tired of that angle.
It's because none of the other shows have me on it.
Well, that's right, because you're the only person that's saying that.
Anyway, so is that the next one we're talking about?
We'll go ahead and jump on that one. That's fine. It's actually why I dropped AJ Lee, because I think Caitlyn's going to get the title back at Money in the Bank. They've just had her go through too much shit over the past, like, month and a half for me to see AJ coming up with this. And since they've separated AJ from Dolph...
Unceremoniously as well. I'm like, they just didn't acknowledge the other on the show.
Yeah, like, not at all.
So, okay, kind of weird, but whatever.
So I'm going to pick Caitlyn on this. I think Caitlyn needs to win this one, especially to, like, get credibility back, as she's been buried hard. This is almost as bad as Piggy James.
Hey, Adrian. Yes. Let's not dissect these matches too much here.
Yes. Okay.
Because we're... you forget who's doing the Money in the Bank pre-show from the network.
Yeah, but, like, never mind.
No, what?
No, it's okay.
No, what? Go ahead.
Like, there anybody's listening to our show tonight anyway, so we can just do the same stuff again Sunday.
I can just probably replay this clip, actually.
No, we're not going to just replay this clip.
Damn it. It's kind of like
how... I want to interact with people in the chat, so I will definitely do a live show.
It's how WWE does their pre-shows. You know, let's take a look at this.
I had a great time doing the pre-show last month with Brian Garvin from FTW.
Well, as long as I get shown how to do this, we're not going to have any issues.
FTW podcast can be heard on Tuesday nights here on the TWR network.
Okay.
Plug.
I agree with Adrian. I don't see Caitlyn pulling this, or not pulling this one out after... I mean, I thought Piggy James was bad. This is just up there with it.
This is about that same level, yeah.
So, if Caitlyn doesn't win it, it'll be as worthless as if AJ hadn't won it.
Yeah.
So, my pick, Caitlyn. Nice nipples, by the way.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think that's why they're trying to not have it on the pre-show, so that way, of course, hey, maybe there'll be another nip slip.
What?
What?
You never know. Anyway, it's unanimous, Caitlyn.
Alright, so we all pick The Shield, we all pick Caitlyn.
Yes. This is going to suck. Okay.
Wow. The Miz versus Curtis Axel.
Curtis Axel.
Yeah, The Miz, I don't even really want to talk about this match. A, The Miz has done nothing for me lately, and Curtis Axel's done less.
Curtis Axel's the future of the company.
Curtis Axel is a waste of spot of roster.
No, Alicia Fox is a waste of a roster spot. This guy is going to be the next must-see champion.
Curtis Axel has the potential to be the next, and I don't mean this in a positive way, the next, I don't know, Ultimate Warrior. Yeah, they're going to push him and shove him down people's throats, but in the end, he just isn't going to draw because he sucks.
Hey, Ultimate Warrior drew.
Not well. His year's champion was one of the worst years, especially because he wasn't Hulk Hogan. I'm making the comparison there, not from a like standpoint, because I don't even think Curtis Axel can draw as well as the Ultimate Warrior did. He's boring.
He is not boring.
You can't rely 100% on your manager.
Brock Lesnar did it, and look what he did.
Brock Lesnar is a beast, though, and has the build, and he looks like a destroyer. Curtis Axel looks like the fucking gardener.
Whoa. So what you're trying to tell me, you're walking down the dark alley, you see Curtis Axel walking up to you, he's a big motherfucker.
Yeah, he looks like the guy that cuts my grass.
You cut your grass!
Exactly.
Oh, whatever, you are so full of shit.
I do not cut my own grass, by the way.
Eric cuts your grass.
No, and he doesn't look like Eric at all.
I was going to say, because that's a big son of a bitch.
No. Eric doesn't cut the grass either. There was a guy, but anyway, he looks a little bit like that guy.
Okay.
Does Eric know that someone else is cutting your grass?
No, probably not.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. Honestly, I it's not my
Hopefully
job.
Hopefully she doesn't hear this show.
She ain't listening to this.
No, God no, she doesn't listen to this.
Eric might listen to this. And Eric is the guy that owns a house I live in. So just, yep. So hi, Eric, if you listen to this week.
You're like that homeless bum.
Kind of.
Okay. Anyway, it's all Curtis Axel for the win.
Yep, it looks like...
I'm picking Curtis Axel because he has Paul Heyman, and that's the only thing going for this match is Paul Heyman's involved.
Jesus Christ, guys. Come on, what the fuck?
I know. We're 3-for-3 as far as unanimously deciding.
Here's Jericho a match and Ryback.
We may differ on.
Jericho and Ryback.
Go ahead, Jason. Make your pick.
It is going to be the Isla Tola of Rock and Rolla walking out of there with the win.
I disagree.
I put Ryback myself.
I'm going to go Ryback mainly because he almost has to win this match. I mean, dear God, I mean, if he loses this match against Jericho, we better not see Ryback for a few months and then he comes back repackaged because him as Ryback isn't working.
Yeah,
I can't argue with it. I just didn't want us to all pick the same guys again.
So you purposely picked Chris Jericho.
I purposely picked Jericho so that way there would be... something else.
Oh, I don't think we're going to agree on the Money in the Bank matches.
Oh, probably not. But you know what? You're right. Right back for the win.
Okay, so you're back on picking Ryback. We just haven't differed on any of the matches so far.
Yeah.
One match I think we might differ on.
Hey, whoa. Who's your pick?
He said he picked Ryback.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
All right. What are we going to? We going to go Del Rio and Ziggler?
Del Rio versus Ziggy.
Ziggler.
Ziggy Puff.
All right, so...
Yeah, my pick is Ziggler.
I'm not really sure what the hell's going on with this feud.
Why do you pick Ziggler to win? Why do you think he's going to win?
Because, quite frankly, Del Rio's just not happening as the champion, in my opinion.
They need to let Del Rio go back to the Mexican JBL. If they let him cut loose and go back to that Del Rio...
Then that could be better. That could be better for him.
I'm not saying that it's not going to happen, but if they're going to do it, they need to do it now.
Okay.
And it's going to kind of be hard for Del Rio right now because Ricardo got busted by the wellness policy, he's gone for 30 days.
Yeah, I noticed that's not on our list to talk about, but I think we were going to bring that up anyway.
Yeah, it slipped my mind till just now. Yes, Ricardo Rodriguez got suspended.
Yeah.
Because he is an active competitor on NXT.
Not really, no. He's not listed on the roster anymore.
Oh, well, he was. He wrestled on NXT for a while. So, apparently their wellness policy goes to managers now, too?
Apparently so.
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't remember. Did he get busted with pot? Or did they say?
I think it was a supplement thing.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, for the next 30 days, Del Rio has to do it on his own.
And that's something.
Which he's never had to do that, really.
Well, he's not had to do it in WWE. I'm pretty sure he didn't have Ricardo with him in Mexico. But
don't know.
So who's your pick on this one? Because I didn't hear you actually say a name here.
I'm going to say your winner and still champion, Alberto Del Rio.
Oh. This is the one match I'm going to differ on you from legitimately.
No, I'm not sure. Get hurt. Keep the title on him just for Del Rio to win it back at Payback.
I think Ziggler's going to win this match. The reason that I think that is that, A, Alberto Del Rio is going to be a little bit more lost because he doesn't have Ricardo there. I think that that's going to play into it. I think that might actually cost him like some points against him anyway back with just people. Just because, and I know it's not entirely his fault, but Alberto Del Rio, the main reason that he works good guy or bad guy is because Ricardo fucking helps him so much.
Best manager in the business, we say it every time.
Just about, yeah. I mean, him and Heyman, I mean, I would say Heyman's probably still a little bit better. But I would say that he's definitely a second right now.
Solid second.
Yeah.
I can't think, Zeb Coulter sure as the fuck isn't there.
No, he's doing decent, though. I mean, I got to say that they've done actually a decent job, and this is going to be getting off on a tangent here a little bit.
Okay.
Is that the managers have made a pretty significant return this year in the past couple years. Because you have Paul Heyman.
Yes.
Who's good. You have...
Right. Ricardo.
Ricardo, who's been carrying it. You have...
Zeb.
Zeb Coulter, who I think is actually doing an excellent job.
I'm not really sure why they pulled Cesaro in, but I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, if it helps Cesaro maybe get fucking a little over again, Jesus.
And then you got Rosa.
I don't even consider her a manager.
Well, I don't care, but when she comes out, she shakes her ass.
Yeah, when was the last time she came out?
I don't care.
Is she even still with the company?
Yes.
Okay.
She's had issues she's been dealing with, apparently.
Sure. Whatever.
Anyway, you're right. I really don't count her as one.
AJ and Big E, whenever they were with Dolph up until just recently. Big E Lacing, can I call him a manager? Because he's been a
manager slash bodyguard.
Yeah, that's more of a role. But, I mean, he's been entertaining in the role, I mean, still.
Yeah. Who else? Are we missing anyone else, Pick?
Those are the main ones I can think of, at least WWE-wise.
Right. That's all we're
going to I don't know TNA well enough still.
Not yet. We're still learning the TNAs. Better looking women in TNA.
But point being, Alberto Del Rio, I see him being a little bit more lost without Ricardo there to bail him out in situations. So I think Alberto Del Rio loses. I think he loses by either DQ or countout.
Retains the title.
I think he retains the title but loses the match because I think they're going to try to build this match up to SummerSlam.
Okay.
And I think that'll be the payoff that Dolph gets to win.
And I don't think that we're going to see... Because I can't think of anyone that would be next in line for the World Heavyweight title.
I think they're going to try to carry this feud out for another, like, month or so.
I would be okay with that.
Yeah, it hasn't been bad.
Just because we missed an entire month with Ziggler being hurt.
Yeah, that's definitely hurt this match.
So, all right, let's move to the WWE Championship match.
Yes.
Mark Henry, John Cena. Heath.
My pick is for Henry.
Okay. Adrian.
Why do you think Mark Henry? I mean, you got to say why.
Yeah.
Well, I really think that they're finally going to have him be pushed to where he'll hold the title for a while. I mean, let's face it, you know, why actually even talk about it as far as, you know, his previous titles that he held and not actually do something about it?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to win. Honestly.
All right, so you think John Cena's going to win?
I think Cena's going to win. Here's why.
Okay.
They're still on track to do Daniel Bryan, John Cena, SummerSlam for the WWE title. He's like, Daniel Bryan is the most over guy in the company right now. They're going to cash in on this. I'm not sure if he's going to use Money in the Bank at SummerSlam or if he's just going to somehow get into that title picture. I don't know. We're
going to
find out soon.
That Mark Henry is the strongest heel in the company right now. Do you disagree with that at all? As far as being a heel and being over with the crowd and being disliked by the crowd for the most part, is there anybody that's more over as a heel right now than Mark Henry? Maybe the Shield. They're the only other group that's close, but...
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. Maybe AJ, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, but as far as, like, someone that's competing in, like, the main event...
I understand what you're talking about.
Because, let's look at the Wade Barrett, not close. Cody Rhodes, not close. Dean Ambrose and Sandow, not close. Fandango, not close. Swagger, not close. And Cesaro, not close. I mean, and Big Show is still out on injury, apparently, so...
I would say he would be the next... If he were to come back, he would take that spot from Mark Henry.
I don't know, man. Recently, Mark Henry's been pulling ahead of him, and...
That's because Mark Henry's been around and Big Show hasn't.
But that's partially true. You are correct, but...
But if Big Show showed up tomorrow night and gave him... And knocked out Cena, boom. Number one bad guy in the company right there. If Orton came out, RKO John Cena, boom. Number one bad guy in the company. All it takes is for someone to go do something to John Cena, that's your number one bad guy.
Well, and you're not entirely wrong about this, but it also makes you a little bit of a good guy, too, at the same time, just because the crowd turns on Cena so easily.
That is
okay.
True.
Okay. But remember, it's not always a bad thing to be a heel.
I think Mark Henry wins this match, just for the simple fact that I think it'll build them to have a rematch at SummerSlam, and I think that whoever wins the Money in the Bank All-Stars is going to cash in on the winner at SummerSlam. Or they may even cash in on the same night. So Mark Henry wins the title and beats John Cena, but loses to whoever cashes in on him that night.
Okay. All right. You get that?
So you think Henry? Is that correct?
Think Mark Henry.
Okay.
All right. So let's go into the World Heavyweight title Money in the Bank. Wade Barrett against Cody Rhodes, against Damian Sandow, against Dean Ambrose, against Fandango, against Swagger, against Cesaro. And probably an eighth guy.
Which right now we're showing in that list two teams of two.
Yes, there's two teams in this list and no face in this match.
Nope.
Fandango might, and Dean Ambrose and Damian Sandow kind of are on the fence of there. Because the crowd is like mixed on the Shield a little bit, but mostly it's booze. Fandango, it's mixed again, but usually it's booze. Damian Sandow's been mixed lately. I mean, just because he's fucking hilarious.
He's funny, he's talented, he's good. My pick to win this match, I mean, there's four guys that could possibly win this match.
Mm-hmm.
And those four are Cesaro, Swagger, Fandango. No, not Fandango. Dean Ambrose and Damian Sandow.
You don't think Wade Barrett can win?
No.
Okay.
I think Wade Barrett's just, he's done right now. I can't... think of anything that they can do with him.
I can't figure out why they've taken him off so much. That's one of the mysteries still to me, just because he's good.
He's not bad, but they don't know what they're doing from week to week.
Half the time, I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying. They're doing a better job of planning things out in advance, but... So who's your winner out of those guys, Jason?
I'm not picking first. Fuck you.
You have to pick one. How about you, Heath? Who are you picking?
No. You pick first.
All right. I think that your winner... I'm picking Damian Sandow.
Really?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I think he's going to win just because... He could talk about, like, you get great moments on the microphone for him to talk about what he's going to do with the briefcase. He's going to wait for the perfect moment, and when he cashes it in and wins it, he can just go, "You're welcome," and then, like, it's good stuff.
Okay. Heath.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I look at the list, and it's like, there's a couple that would fit well as a champion, you know, I mean, more specifically, you know, the World Heavyweight Champion, but, man, I don't know.
It's hard to pick.
It is. It really is.
But you got to pick one.
Hmm.
Sometime today. It's only an hour-long show.
Yeah, I know. You know, I got to kind of actually agree with Adrian on this. I am leaning towards Damian Sandow on this. Looking at this list, I mean, the only other one I could really possibly see is maybe Dean Ambrose.
Now, I don't think they've got enough confidence to let Swagger win this.
Oh, I don't either.
No.
Cesaro, I don't think he's ready enough yet.
No. It was a tough decision for me between Sandow and Ambrose.
I could see Cesaro being a title holder again, but not champ. You know, World Heavyweight Champ. Not yet.
Now, this is going to play off of your reason for the Shield wing.
Okay.
Because if they need the Shield to look like badasses, Dean Ambrose has to walk out of this as the winner.
Yeah, I can agree with that, too. I could see the Shield getting involved and helping him win, too. That's the other thing. I could see them coming out and just wreaking havoc on the other guys and then letting Ambrose climb the ladder.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so that's my pick right there is going to be Dean Ambrose.
You're going to be Dean Ambrose?
Okay. Only because, like I said,
you believe in the Shield.
I do believe in the Shield. And I've believed in the Shield since they, maybe not won, but earlier on. So, all right. This one's going to be a fun one. The Money in the Bank All-Stars match.
Yeah, we have Kane versus Randy Orton versus Rob Van Dam versus CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan versus Christian versus Sheamus.
Yeah, it's like, who do you pick out of that?
Well, I know two guys who aren't going to win.
Yeah, Orton I can pretty much rule out just because two strikes, man.
Okay, three guys that I don't think are going to win. Orton, CM Punk, and Christian.
Because we know CM Punk's plans are going to be at SummerSlam. We're going to be going against Lesnar.
Right, exactly.
But you don't necessarily know. I'm leaning towards Daniel Bryan winning. It's either going to be Daniel Bryan or Sheamus. I haven't made my mind up yet.
I don't think it's going to be Rob Van Dam.
I don't either.
I don't think it's going to be Kane.
I don't either.
I think I'm going to have to go Daniel Bryan on this one. Only because it sets up for SummerSlam.
You know, just to be different, I'm going to pick Sheamus. Because he's the only other guy besides Daniel Bryan that I can see that has the
potential
to come out of this as the winner and would be good as a briefcase holder. Because Sheamus just has that personality where he can just go out and kick someone in the fucking face and then, like, walks out the champ.
Okay. 1-800 fella.
God damn. All right, who's your pick?
You know what? I'm going to go with the one that is returning, RVD.
You're picking Rob Van Dam. Wow. All right.
I'm going to go against the grain on it.
Three different opinions on that one.
Although I will say this, if RVD was not in it, I would more than likely be picking Daniel Bryan instead.
Okay.
So.
All right. So.
Well, that wraps up Money in the Bank.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I'm not going to win. I can already tell you. So
yeah, I mean, your best hope is if I'm right and Sheamus wins.
No, I mean, I'm not going to win. I'm not going to complete my list tonight.
He's not
going
to beat the timer.
Oh.
Yeah. We're going to move on. We're going to everything else on Sunday. But now, it's time for your weekly dose of What Stinks. That's where we air out what we hate about the week in wrestling. It can be whatever we want.
We got a couple things.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
I'll let somebody else
go first.
Does
any of them happen to involve the fact that, you know, the referees are calling matches, calling them off.
Oh, yeah, I'll let you do yours. Go ahead.
What do you got? You got something?
Let's hear it.
I'm just kind of not liking how the referees are handling the matches lately. It just, I don't know.
Are you referring to the Ryback thing on Raw?
That would be one of them.
Here's the thing. I don't know if it's a legitimate thing they're trying to be more careful of, since in the last couple of months you've had Fandango, Dolph Ziggler, and Tamina Snuka all have concussions.
Yeah.
And maybe they're just trying to protect their talent? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going with it.
So, and then when Daniel Bryan suffered a stinger and they called the match then? I don't know. So.
Yeah, because, I mean, they have been starting to plug a little bit more as far as, you know, please don't try this at home type thing.
Well, they've always done that, though. And there was a couple weeks ago, a kid was trying to wrestling move on his sister and killed his sister. So that's why they're doing
that. What?
Yeah, I don't have all the details in front of me.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
that was another wrestling death.
So that's why they're pushing the don't try this at home again.
Yeah.
All right, Adrian.
Do yours, because I, like I said, I have two different things.
I am kind of on, not really on the same boat as Heath as far as referees calling matches. But really, you're going to have Daniel Bryan call a match between Randy Orton and Kane? Really?
That wasn't so bad, and I disagree with that.
He disqualified Orton for one, and then he quit counted Orton.
Well,
what the fuck?
You're not supposed to touch referee. And Orton struck the referee.
Okay, then what's the deal with the quit count?
No, that's just him being a dick. Which is entertaining, because that's what you do as a special guest referee. You fuck somebody over. That's why you're a special guest referee in most cases. You're there to either A, make sure things stay fair, which clearly this wasn't the case for Daniel Bryan, or B, you're there to fuck somebody over.
And, yeah. And then my other what stinks is, quit putting the fucking three-man band on Raw. Just fire the fuckers. Come on.
No way, man. I love the three-man band.
If you're going to have one of them on Monday Night Raw, don't be fucking Jinder Mahal. Oh. At least be Drew McIntyre or Heath Slater. One of those two. I could be okay with
I'll
those.
I'll give you that one. Okay.
So my bigger what stinks is having fucking Dolph Ziggler fight Jinder Mahal.
We're a three-man band. We are like a three-man band right here.
We're a better three-man band than they are.
We're like a fucking tripod.
I'm like Heath Slater. Band. You're like Drew McIntyre, and clearly Heath is Jinder Mahal.
What?
At least the most useless person in the group.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Anyway, go ahead, Adrian.
All right, my first what stinks is, oh my God, I am so sick of hearing about this. Like, you don't even know, man. I am so sick of Total Divas already. And the fucking worthless backstage segments that are coming out of it. Oh my God.
You've watched the show?
No. The show doesn't debut until like later this month.
I think it comes out next week or something.
I think it's closer to the end of the month. But
I'm so sick of these fucking promos for Total Divas. Like,
I can't argue with you on that one. I'm kind of sick of them too.
I'm just, I want to piss on somebody. Yeah.
You could probably pay a woman to let you pee on her.
Well, that's true, but I'm broken.
Craigslist. You might not have to pay someone. There's some freaky fucking bitches out there.
Yeah, that is true. You do have a point about that.
Okay, and you said you got another one?
I do have another one.
All right, hurry up.
I don't know what it fucking was, though. I forgot.
Oh, come on. I'm sure you said you had a second one, and you forget it.
I did. Actually, my other what stinks, actually, I talked about it already, was... It's Triple H putting himself in the promo for the greatest world heavyweight or the greatest WWE champion. That was my other one.
Okay.
I knew that I had one, and that was it. That just seemed like you couldn't have put Bret Hart or Shawn Michaels or anybody else from, that era. I mean, as the, basically, the guy that's going to be leading the company in the future, leave yourself out of it a little bit more.
All right. We're going to move on, fellas. Sucker! Time for some Can You Dig It?
Yes, the proof that this show can be sponsored by felons.
Oh, God.
Wow. Yeah, apparently, the WWE doesn't care about criminal records.
Well, they hired MVP.
They did.
So, alright, you got one?
I've tried thinking of one. I just cannot think of one. So. All
right.
Yes, play the music.
All right. All right.
Come on.
Here it goes. Let's hear it. All right. You ready for it?
Yes. Wrong music.
Can't wait to hear us on Sunday.
Oh, I can't either.
Say it. Oh, I wonder if we're going to see the golden shower curtain.
I know we will. Pay-per-view, it's always.
We'll and they gotta have the silhouette pyro.
I hope they do, for sure.
Yes. Come on.
All right. Fandango.
I'm telling you, the fat Mexican Ricardo, non-Mexican Ricardo Rodriguez right there.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Anyway.
Oh, well.
All right, so you got nothing.
Unfortunately, I got nothing this week. Sorry, right. Guys and gals.
I'll let you go first. I have mine.
I went first with you're up.
Okay, fine. Can you dig it? One of the briefcases is going to be cashed in at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view.
Ooh. I can dig it because that was going to be mine, you son of a bitch.
Well, I offered you to go first.
Didn't realize that we had the same idea. I can dig it. And I think it's going to be the WWE one.
I actually do too. I think Henry beats Cena, but it's a pretty grueling match, and I think whoever wins the Money in the Bank match cashes in on Mark Henry right then and there.
Now, of course, if they fuck with the match order and that's the main event, then we're fucked.
Right. I don't think it's going to be, though.
I don't think it will either, but... I guess I need
suck
a new one.
Bitch.
Fuck you. Can you dig it, Heath?
I could dig it. I mean, if they really wanted to have it be a good pay-per-view, that should be something they do need to be doing.
All right. I think, can you dig this? Tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw?
Yes.
We will see a new general manager of Monday Night Raw. And it will be one, Mr. Brad Maddox.
Ooh. Ooh.
I cannot dig that.
Really?
I don't like Brad Maddox. I can't take it.
Brad Maddox is great. He's what makes that show. People tune in to watch him.
I disagree. I don't like his baby face.
You know, although I can dig the part as far as, yeah, we're probably going to have a new general manager, I just don't see it being Brad Maddox.
Then who do you guys think it's going to be?
I think that it's going to be the McMahons running the show again.
Oh, yes. Jesus Christ. That's going to be a clusterfuck.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It'll be
but
humorous
I think that's what they're
while.
Going for.
It'll be humorous, I think.
Yes.
I think you're going to get the McMahons running the show. And so they're all going to have like different things going on, and it's going to...
All right.
It's basically going to be one of those things where it just leaves people like, what the fuck is going on?
Okay. All right. I think we're going to move on.
All right.
So,
ooh,
we got a couple bit other like bigger news stories to talk about this week.
Yeah, you hear that music?
I do.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Wait, what is this music?
You don't remember this music?
I heard it at Chris Benoit's funeral.
Oh, come on!
Oh.
All right.
Really, you're going there again?
Yeah, I went there again. I had to go there on air for people. So.
You know, there's a special place reserved for you in hell. It's only reserved for child molesters, rapists, and those that talk to you in a movie theater.
That is true. And maybe.
Anyway. So.
I talk in the theater.
Oh, God. You are. Do you take candy from babies? Do you rip off Girl Scouts?
Does Heath count as a Girl Scout?
Well, he does have a uniform.
He does.
Cosplay. Anyway. So, there's talks.
Don't.
Now, there's always talks here about Sting going to WWE. However.
Why is this more legitimate?
Because his contract is legitimately coming up.
I can't see this happening, man. I just
they're
don't.
Still, I mean, they're still wanting to do Undertaker versus Sting at WrestleMania.
Why are they wanting to do this?
Because Sting has never wrestled in the WWE ring, and you've got two of the greatest wrestlers ever. Why not put him in a match at WrestleMania, the biggest stage of them all? Why not?
I mean, it's definitely a WrestleMania-worthy match. Dear God. I just... with what's going on in TNA and the main event Mafia thing coming back and all that with Sting being the head charge of it.
But he's already he can never fight for the world title again. So they're already
in storylines. He can never fight for the world title again.
Now I don't know if TNA is as bad as WWE and they forget their history. So I don't know.
Shit can always happen.
But I mean,
and decisions can be reversed, and you can rechange shit.
I know, but here's my question to you: do you think it's too late in Sting's career? Do you think anyone gives a shit?
Yeah, I think it's really late, and is it going to be as good as it could have been like 5 years ago? But I still think it'll be good.
Have you seen him wrestle in TNA?
Yeah.
He's still got it.
I mean, he's looking a little.
He sat out the last of his WCW contract, and he rested up. He took time off so he could do this.
Match can't be. If the match doesn't go more than 10 minutes, then okay, it'll be good. But they can't do the long, drawn out battle with these two, man, because neither one of them has it in the tank to like have that long ass match anymore. Not and carry it. I mean, because you don't have anybody that can carry a match and let the other guy like rest up or do that shit anymore. Because,
well, when you wrestle like 3 times a year, I think Undertaker could do it. He just would have to condition himself a little bit better.
And does he really want to do that at this point?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm not sure if they even care. If it's too late in his career or not, I don't know. I would love to see it. Because there's also talks of putting him in the Hall of Fame.
I think Sting definitely needs to go in the Hall of Fame, and it wouldn't be the first time that they put a guy that really hasn't had much to do with the WWE in there anyway. Because they put the heads of AWA and...
Well, and the reason is because WWE is... You can't forget about the history of the companies that they absorbed. AWA, WCW, ECW.
That's true.
You have to look at, because, I mean, that was all history. That's all been absorbed by the company.
That brings me to my next point. Tommy Dreamer for Hall of Fame.
Sold. Why not?
Hey, I'll take it.
But when they trace back the history of the World Heavyweight title, they go back to the NWA. So, I think he'd be a rightful spot in the Hall of Fame.
I can't disagree with that in the slightest, man. Okay. I think it'll be great. And
Jesus Christ, was that a drive-by? Scared the fucking shit out of me.
That would be
the bomb dropping, and we beat the
Jesus
timer.
Christ.
Yeah, we still have two other things that we didn't get to.
Yes.
Do we want to?
No, we don't. Well, one of them was in the 5-point preview for Raw, and the other one we can always save to do later.
Okay. Oh God, I don't like that thing anymore. That sucks. All right. So congratulations.
Wow.
That's only because we had a Money in the Bank preview, which we got way too in depth.
So, oh, well.
All right. So I think someone's got some plugs to do, and I don't mean anal plugs.
Nope.
Oh, Adrian.
Oh, I wasn't only prepared for the anal kind.
Oh. Yeah. Heath, bend over. Grab your ankles.
Woo! So, get that Girl Scout uniform on.
Oh. So what do we got coming up on the TWR Network, Adrian?
Well, let's see here. Well, it's tomorrow night would be Tuesday night.
Tuesday.
You have FTW.
Fuck the world.
No, it's Friends Talk Wrestling.
Oh, okay.
You can join Garvin. I believe Harrison returns this week.
Hey, congratulations.
The cock is coming back.
He had a baby.
Yes.
Well, maybe he didn't have a baby, but his wife had a baby or girlfriend or whatever.
But Harrison will be back. Garvin will be there, of course. Rob will be there. Joe will be there. Maybe Lee will be back this week, too.
Hey, come back, Lee. We miss you.
Hopefully get all 5 of them for their Money in the Bank show.
That would be some fun shit there to listen to that.
Usually, whenever they have all 5 of them there at the same time, it's some of the best stuff that you can hear.
All right.
Wednesday nights. You have Shooting from the Hip.
Shooting from the Hip.
I'm sorry, I don't think I said this, but the FTW comes on at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Okay. So Wednesday, Shooting from the Hip, not Shooting from the Mouth or the Genitalia, but from the Hip.
Yes.
Okay. I want to clarify that for our listeners.
Not shooting from the butt. They only slap the butt. They don't shoot from it.
Okay. We still need that butt slapspiracy, Paul Jordan.
Still need that worked out.
Come on. I know you have your investigative writing you can do.
Let's see here.
First Wednesday of every month, Butt Slap Wednesday.
That's right.
Every other Wednesday, Glitter Fist gets
it. That was last Wednesday.
It was.
Let's see. But Shooting from the Hip will be on at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. You can join the original Dan Phelps.
Not the duplicate.
No, the original Dan Phelps. Michael Classic and Sean Big Daddy Brown.
Is his last name really Classic?
His last name actually is Classic. I actually saw the like birth certificate.
Oh, okay. He produced a birth certificate for you?
He did.
Wow.
All right. Legitimately is Michael Classic.
And okay. I think, well, let me do the math here real quick. I believe that Heath may be the old man on the network. And then I think Sean Brown might be next in line.
It's maybe.
Apparently, from what I hear on the show, he's the old man on the show. So
I'm the old man?
Maybe. I don't know how old the Masseys are.
Well, they're not on the show anymore.
They're not on the show anymore. So, yeah, you're the old man of the network.
Damn it, I can't escape from that. I mean, even in my own group of friends, I'm
father time.
Guy. Good grief.
It's because you're old. Anyway.
I'm only 35.
And
so
you're still a gist number.
No. So, I think we're up to what, Wednesday? That comes, or we're on Wednesday. I think Thursday comes after Wednesday. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, what comes on Thursday?
Nothing of note.
Okay, so nothing of note.
Wait, I'm sorry. I misread my notes here. It's the TNT Wrestling Power Hour with Tom and Tyler. They come on at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, and they talk about NXT. So learn all about the up-and-coming superstars of the WWE.
All right.
All right. And then what do we got coming Friday? Oh, wait. We don't have anything.
Friday? Nothing.
Well, we got something Saturday.
What do we have
sometimes
Saturday?
Shotgun Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, Shotgun Saturday afternoon. Sometimes you can join Garvin from FTW and maybe another FTW guy as they play music and talk about wrestling in between songs, and it's just a good time they usually have. Usually if they're coming on, they'll be on at 1 Eastern.
It's a party in the chat room.
Yes.
All right. And then this coming up Sunday. I think we got something special that's coming up Sunday, don't we?
This coming up Sunday we do. We are going to be doing the official TWR Network, the Hour Bomb guys. Well, me and Jason will be doing the pre-show anyway.
You going to be getting off work? You going to take off early?
He ain't going to be here in time for that.
I'll have to see.
Ah.
We're going to do the...
Put your foot down. All right, so for the pre-show, join myself, Adrian. We're going to talk Money in the Bank. We're going to
go over
the matches
our previews
in detail.
Again. And, yeah, we'll go over the matches, going over detail with it. And we'll also cover the Shield versus Usos match on the pre-show.
And get in the chat room for that. I think we're going to try to start at, 6?
We'll start a few minutes after 6. So six if we're not right
time.
On at 6 o'clock.
6 our time. So
6
seven,
o'clock
seven
Central,
Eastern.
7 Eastern. Listen in. It'll
and,
be a good time.
And interact with the chat.
Following the pay-per-view.
Following that, yes.
Around
we have
10 p.m.
a special live edition of the Hour Bomb. That's
yes.
right. We're not just going to cover it. It's going to be the Hour Bomb live.
Yes.
Holy shit.
It's going to be our show live. Yes. No time limit Hour Bomb, too.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
So Jason's admitting defeat right now?
It's a pay-per-view post-show. There's never a time limit for pay-per-view post-shows.
You just admit defeat going in.
No, it's an asterisk. Doesn't
you
count.
Can't win.
It doesn't count. You
it
can't
counts.
Win. I can't win.
It counts.
No. Anyway, that's right. So here's how that's going to work. Since we are a pre-recorded show, we're going to record our show live with you guys in the chat room, everything like that. And then Monday at our normal time slot, which is Adrian.
It's going to be at 6 Eastern, 5 Central.
We're going to replay that show. So jump in the chat. You can have a chance to actually interact with us live.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a way to take calls yet, but
next week we probably won't do a lot of Raw review or anything like that.
No, probably not. Well, we might catch up a little bit, but it's not going to be our normal. So, all right.
We also have, you know, this is going to be news to you, Jason. But
what's
we have
that?
People to write articles.
Whoa.
On the website.
Not just pictures?
No, not just pictures. They write articles.
Whoa.
Like they write stuff.
Holy shit!
Like half of them are on vacation right now, but
they are. Our writing staff is a little. They need to. Whoever approves these vacations needs to look at a calendar.
Yes.
I know Jake Mullins is taking some time off at the moment, and I know Zeus is taking some time off at the moment. But both of them will usually have articles up on the website.
Kyle Robinson's taking some time off, too.
Is he?
Okay. Yeah.
Kyle Robinson's going to be gone for a couple weeks.
Headline. Russell with Jake, taking some time off.
And the Weekly Zeus.
The Weekly Zeus taking some time off. So what do we got?
We still got How the Cookie Crumbles with Brian Cookie Cook.
Brian Cookie Cook.
And then we have Shooting Shoots with
Omar
Kamal.
Yes.
They have the highlight reel with Richard Berghoff.
Yes.
And also we have Paul Jordan filling in whatever the fuck he wants to fill in.
And he does all of our show reviews. He does
show recaps.
Yes. Good
post
guy.
Post news stories. The man is a legend.
Hardest working man in the TWR network.
Yeah, since Manatee isn't doing a show anymore, I guess we can legitimately say it.
Paul Jordan was still the hardest working man on the network.
It was close.
He was the hardest working... He's our number one fan. He does our show recaps.
All right, so Paul Jordan, I am legally obligated to now say, is the hardest working man on the TWR network.
Yes.
We're not worthy.
All right, so I think that covers plugs. Am I about it right?
Yes.
Okay, so Adrian, if someone has a problem with something we said on the show, what can they do?
Fuck off.
Hey, whoa. The views of Adrian Masters do not necessarily represent those of the RBM or the TWR network.
All right, seriously, if you have a problem with something we said, which no one ever does... Or if they do, they don't respond to us, then the way that we suggest that you do. But you can email us at thehourbomb@gmail.com. That's thehour, H-O-U-R, bomb, B-O-U, I'm sorry.
You forgot how to spell bomb?
I did.
All you right. are just...
Play I the fail for me.
For the bomb.
All right, hold on.
I deserve it.
Yes, you do.
So that's the, T-H-E, our... H-O-U-R bomb B-O-M-B at gmail.com.
Alright,
good job. And you can find us on Facebook. Just search the Hour Bomb on there. Find us on iTunes.
Nobody likes us.
Yeah, no one really has. Find us on iTunes. Hit that subscribe button. Go ahead and give us a review as well. We like those reviews.
Review our show, you bastards.
Yes, god damn it, someone needs to review the show. Mr. Richard269 reviewed our show.
Oh, did he?
Did he?
Yes, along with your girlfriend Adrian and myself.
I think we might be getting another review or two. You know what, Glitterfist? Get off your ass and review our show.
Now. Right now.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. Do it.
Thank you. We love you, Glitterfist.
Yeah, we didn't call for her to post anything in the chat tomorrow night.
Hold on.
We apologize for not being in the chat room tonight, by the way, guys. We both had prior obligations that we couldn't avoid.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. Yeah. I'll get a little bit personal here real quick. My wife is pregnant, and she has to have another ultrasound done. So that's why I can't be there. I'm sorry.
And I'm working, so sorry.
And yeah. I am working as well.
Jizz mopping.
Yes. We apologize in advance.
Make the mop sound.
No, it's not a mop sound, but you mean this sound?
Yeah.
That's what Jason Heath thinks of. Toothless.
Ew.
I think we're done. Are we done with this?
I think we're done.
I think we're done.
You know what's happening on Raw tomorrow night?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Head over to TWRnetwork.com. Jump in the forums. Create an account.
Yeah, create an account.
Some good discussions
over
there.
Can't do it on Facebook anymore.
Nope. Group page gone.
Shut the fuck down.
Shut the fuck down.
Executed gangsta style.
We burnt that bitch to the ground.
And I peed on it.
Wow.
Okay. You ready for our
It got sung by Jill 5-point preview?
We've been ready for this 5-point preview for an hour now.
Because
that means that we're done.
Yes. All right. So, first up, Cryback Mia River.
Did you rewrite these?
Oh, that was actually the one on the website.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's like, wow, the writers are actually getting a
They're
little
trying to
creative?
Be funny now. Yeah. So, Ryback bitching and moaning. I think you're right, Adrian. If he doesn't walk away as a winner at Money in the Bank, he just needs to go away and then you need to repackage Skip Sheffield or something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
I don't know what we're going to see if he's even my knees hurt. I can't compete tonight.
I think
Ryback rules.
I think they should repackage him as an old gimmick that got lost in the shuffle.
Okay.
They can
Phantasm?
Bring it back. No. Mantar.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Bastion Booger?
That would work too, I think. I don't know. Mantar would be better, I think, though, because they could put the stupid-ass cow helmet on him. And he'd go, feed me more.
Oh, my God. Next.
Wow. Okay. Two. Queen for a day. Has Vicky's time run out for being the general manager?
Absolutely.
Most likely, because I can't remember the last time one of these things didn't end in somebody getting fired.
Bradley Maddox will be your new Raw general manager.
I don't know about that.
I think they're going to can both of them.
Hey. Yeah, I mean, after all, it's Team Bricky.
It doesn't matter. He's the one behind all the good ideas.
So Mr. McMahon says.
Yes, it is. It is. It is Bradley Maddox.
Yep.
Next.
All right. Friendly Fire. Among the teams for Money in the Bank, some have friends versus friends, which we did kind of touch on that earlier.
There's a lot of allies that are facing each other. And
I'm not sure how this one's going to go.
We have Team Road Scholars and the Team America.
And a Team Hell No.
And Team Hell No, all competing in the same Money in the Bank, not against the same in the same Money in the Bank match, but with their partners.
I Well, Road Scholar said it's not going to affect their friendship at all, so we're going to see if they can stand the test of time and and remain best friends after this match. And fucking Kane, Dane, and Bryan.
You see, because of the, it's because they said that's one of the reasons I think that Sandow's going to win, because it's going to cause a rift between him and Cody.
Well, let's not forget what they did a few months ago. They're off again, they're on again, they're off again, they're off right. again. They've broken up more than a high school couple has.
Pretty well botched.
So.
All right, number four, Punk's Dilemma. Will Punk continue to distance himself from Heyman or save him?
He will continue to distance himself, and he's going to get fucked at Money in the Bank.
I think so.
Brock's going to fuck him.
Yep.
I think Punk's going to be like, hey, next time you're in trouble, I'm not going to come and bail you out. And so something's going to happen to Heyman, and Heyman's going to blame Punk, and he's going to screw him.
Yep.
And then lastly, All in the Family.
Wyatt Family finally going to make a debut. Yes.
That's right. One of the things we were wanting to talk about on the show tonight, but ran out of time on.
So
you know what? We're definitely going to be looking forward to it. I'm kind of very interested in seeing how.
But
this
are they going to be a heel or are they going to be a face?
They're going to be heels, no question about it.
They could bring them into feud with the Shield. I don't know.
They're not going to the Shield. They're going to want to keep these two groups as far apart from each other as they can.
Okay.
I predict that, and this may be, but I think that you're going to see the first victim of them be either Tons of Funk or Great Khali. Okay. Maybe Zack Ryder, but Zack Ryder seems like he's played out a little bit too much as a beat-down guy for somebody.
All right, I can't argue with that. All right, so I believe that's it for the night.
Yes,
that
does it wrap is. Things up.
Making anything else out. Adrian, what's your song?
I actually did the nice thing. Since Jason Heath has no shot of winning here at all anymore, we're going to let him pick this song for the last week that there's a song to be picked.
Well, they'll be next week, too.
Oh, that's true. So, but I'll give it to him this week.
Yes. All right, Heath, what's your song?
Well, I'm feeling a little bit of country tonight.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Can I retract my previous statement?
I know. What is it, Heath?
I think we need to pull out a song from the Road Dogg.
Oh, God.
Oh,
are you
really?
Talking the fake Jeff Jarrett song?
The one and only.
Oh, God. All right, I guess I'll play that. So with that being said, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, saying see you next week. And we've got
a big bad booty daddy.
That's right, the big A Adrian Masters quits this bitch.
And the big package.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
That'll be the last time I ever call the big package on the air, just so you know.
Oh yeah, I know.
That's it. So we'll hopefully do this one again. We'll see you next week.
Yes.
And until then, you've been our bomb.
Toodles.
Still going with the toodles.
Yes.
Oh, God.